Wednesday was a big day at City Hall. Inside, councillors voted to adopt the city's budget.
L'Assemblée est donc levée.
Outside, a few dozen blue-collar workers were there to protest, briefly occupying the building's entrance before noon and pausing the council session inside. Workers have been without a collective agreement since the end of 2024. They say the main sticking point is salary. The city is offering a salary increase of 11% over 5 years. The union's Guillaume Dupont-Clotso says much more is needed to make up for workers' falling purchasing power and keep public sector jobs competitive.
If we accept what the City of Montreal is proposing us, our member will get poorer every day.
Union President Jean-Pierre Lauzon says without movement at the table, more workers will choose to leave for the private sector or for other municipalities.
On a 212 mécaniciens à Ville de Montréal.
We have 212 mechanics at the City of Montreal. 50 of those have left in the past few years to work elsewhere. In a statement, city spokesperson Gonzalo Nunez said that in 2024, blue-collar workers saw a turnover rate of 3.7%, not a number they consider high. Nunez told CKUT the city wants an agreement that respects the financial capacity of Montreal and its taxpayers. New Mayor Soraya Martinez-Ferrada campaigned on cutting jobs and costs at City Hall. But Lauzon says the city should trim the fat, not the workers who keep it running day to day.
Juste boire de l'eau à Montréal, c'est nos cols bleus qui le traitent.
It's blue-collar workers who treat the water you drink every day. It's blue-collar workers who clear snow from the streets so you can get around and park and walk down the sidewalk without falling. It's our workers who do all that.
C'est toutes nous autres qui fait ça.
Workers are staging a one-day strike, their first in 17 years, from February 4th to 5th, 6 a.m. to 6 a.m.
So if we want them to be able to work and have a way of life that is with dignity, we have no choice but to be there on the 4th.
For CKUT, I'm Jules Bujal with the Local Journalism Initiative.